It took 66 milliseconds for the sound coming out of the computer to make its way through the console, to the amplifiers, up the cable, out of the speakers, into the microphone. That all took 66 milliseconds, which doesn't sound like much, because it really isn't, but it does make a difference when you have two speakers that are not the same distance away from the microphone. So now I'll bring up that same sound out of our subs, so it'll sound significantly different. And we'll see whether the sound coming from the subs takes longer to reach that microphone than the sound coming out of the main speakers. And what? Oh, I have to unmute the subs in order for this to work. Let's try this one more time. So, you know, in a perfect world, the new line, the new measurement line that comes up, you want it to lie right on top of that purple line. You can see that it does not. I'm looking primarily at this portion of the graph because that's where our sub energy is and these lower frequencies. So now I'll go to my sub page and go to delay time. And as I move this blue blob up, which would be adding more time to the delay portion of our sound system, it'll start moving this yellow line closer to where the purple line is. So if you film that, you'll see how as I move this, that purple or the yellow line is reaching parity with the purple line. That we're almost right on top. I almost guessed it exactly right. A couple more there. So right now I added 7.4 milliseconds to the sub portion of our sound system. That means the subs are actually reaching that microphone 7 seconds before the main. So that's why I pushed, or I delayed when the sound coming out of the subs comes out, so that when the main speakers are coming, that waveform is coming out towards the microphone, it waits, and the subs wait for 7.6 milliseconds, and then it squirts the sound out so that that waveform reaches the microphone at the same time. That's the general principle behind why and how this is done.